بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our program. First of all, let us make dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى by this Mubarak month of Muharram. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, may Allah fill the qabr of marhumin with nur and mercy. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم في الجنة. And we ask Allah, may Allah تبارك وتعالى grant the family of marhumin sabr and ajr. And let us make dua to Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah رب العزة تبارك وتعالى grant shifa to all those who are ill. And ya Allah grant them shifa by you. Ya Allah grant them the asbab of shifa by you inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, once again we say shukran that you're tuning to our program. On behalf of Hafiz Bilal and our engineer today, tonight, Brother Abdul Haq, and all our friends here on Radio Islam, we say shukran jazilan that you always tune into our program. And it's a pleasure to get you in our program, and shukran jazilan for your comment. Special thanks and shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for that ni'mah. And Dr. Ismail from Canada, our permanent listeners. Dr. Ismail from Canada is with no failure, is listening to our program and also putting his comment. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward each and every Muslim in each and every part of this dunya. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use Radio Islam as a connection of the ummah and unity of the ummah inshallah. Today is our topic is about this the significance month Muharram. And when we talk about Muharram, we talk about that ibadah which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to us immediately after Hajj, that the tenth of Muharram. And this deen al-Islam is the deen ajib. But let me, before we go to that, let me thank our respected listener, Sheikh Wasim Adam from Ropacham. And I want to congratulate him that he bought a new car. And Wasim is like my son. We enjoy talking to him, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward him. He was worried a little bit that, is that kibr when we bought a new car and you drive it and you, is it kibr or pride and arrogant? I want to remind our respected son that kibr is a feeling, nothing to do with the car and the house. You don't need to drive a big car to be mutakabbir or to drive a small car to be humble. Kibr is a feeling on the heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. So what is kibr according to the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? بَطْرُ الْحَقِّ وغمط الناس, to deny the truth and to disregard people. So it is in your mind and your feeling nothing to do with the car. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah yuhibbu an yara athara ni'matihi ala 'abdih, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala likes to see the reflection of the ni'mah on his servant. I don't want you to think like many of our friends, they said you must act poor, who must pretend that you are poor. Izzatul Islam is a ni'mat from Allah. Drive your car, enjoy your house, as long you don't have that kibr or fakhr. Enjoy. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Auf had a palace, and he was a very rich person and wealthy person. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyiduna Uthman, we call him Uthman al-Ghani. So there's nothing wrong of the money and wealth. The problem is that your feeling or your react when you deal with that ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib said, if the whole dunya become a bite of food, in the mouth of the Muslim is not waste. It's not waste. Because we deserve the ni'mat of Allah, and Allah wants to see you enjoying your ni'mah. So, not only for our friends, for anyone who got ni'mah, be proud of it and make shukr to Allah. Enjoy it. It's a ni'mat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Islam doesn't allow people to love poor. There's a big difference between that zahid or that Sufi person who had the ni'mah that never affect him, and that person who did not have the ni'mah and didn't affect him. Definitely, al-ghaniyu shakir, the wealthy person, the one who makes shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant those who got big houses or big cars or money and businesses and all that, may Allah grant them safety from the evil of that wealth. And ya Allah, we make shukr to you that you grant the ni'mah to one of the believer of you Muslimin, and we make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We proud of the rich Muslim and wealthy Muslim, because it's for me, any Muslim who reach and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him ni'mah, it's a ni'mah to the entire ummah. He will pay zakat, he will use it for khair, he will become a servant of Allah, he will make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My friend, enjoy your car, enjoy your house, love. If Allah give you, use what Allah give you, as long you fulfill the haqq of this one. The sha'ir said, لَيْسَ زُهْدًا مَنْ فَرَّ مِنْ غَمْرَةِ الْحَيَاةِ بِدِينٍ إِنَّمَا الزُّهْدُ يُعْرَفُ فِي السُّوقِ بِمَالٍ وَمَطْمَعٍ وَفُتُونِ. Piety, those who got zuhd and tasawwuf, is not those people who run away from dunya and take his deen and go to the mountain there and live there. A real zuhd, renouncing the taqwa, when you have money right in the middle of the market and facing the challenge, have a greed, have hope to make more money, and facing the fitnah of Allah, and you die with a gratitude to Allah, make shukr to Allah, leave your children enjoying your money and wealth, and it becomes sadaqah jariyah for you, pay zakat and feed the people and fulfill the haqq of Allah. And this is the strings and power for the entire ummah. So we don't want to get a false Sufism. We call it false Sufism. Those who renouncing dunya and leave dunya for kuffar to attack us and to use it against us. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiyallahu anhu, when he made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, he had nothing. So he told the Sahaba, I don't want to share that brotherhood between Muhajirin and Ansar. Dullani ala suq. Show me the road to the market. Let me go and gain the izzat of Allah when I make money and love. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make us ghani, not muhtaj to anyone. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let the Muslim give, not to take and to beg. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every Muslim health, wealth, صحة عافية, and also appreciation and ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Muharram, that Mubarak month. Muharram, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said والفجر وليال عشر. Many mufassirin said al-fajr is the first fajr of the month of Muharram. Muharram, shahrullah, the month of Allah, the sacred month. Muharram, the beginning of the Hijri year. Muharram is the year or the month which contain the victory of Allah and the nusrat of Allah. Muharram is Shahrullah, the month of Allah. Muharram is the taqdeer of Allah to grant the ummah tawbah and forgiveness after the ibadah of Hajj. Muharram is the barakah of zaman and makan. Muharram, which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explode the barakah to the entire year. Muharram, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the ni'mah on the 10th of Muharram that he forgive that year which is past. Imam al-Zahri said, I must fast the 10th of Muharram. They asked him why. He said, because There is no qada for it, and it won't come again till next year. But Ramadan, there is qada. Even Sunday, Monday and Thursday, there is a qada. So Imam Zahri said, don't mess the fasting of 10th of Muharram, because there is no copy for it in the other months of the year. Muharram is the indication for those who been oppressed and those who need the nasr of Allah and the help of Allah. Muharram is the greatest day in the greatest month. Muharram is the decision for those who want the help of Allah and the nasr of Allah. Muharram is the day of payment, the jaza, and the payment for the zalim. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sought out the zalim in the month of Muharram. Muharram is the month which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrate by fasting this day. Muharram is the month when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel happy when he heard that this is the day which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant Musa alayhi salam safety and destroy the tyrant and the dictator, and that is inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Allah is fixing and sorting out all the dictators in the month of Muharram. Muharram is the month when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save Nuh alayhi salam. Muharram in the month with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory in the battle of Khaybar. Muharram, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting the 10th of Muharram, but without any wahi, without any revelation from Allah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said that the 10th of Muharram was day before Islam and before Ramadan. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast it before Ramadan become a farad. Muharram, each and every Nabi knows about it. Muharram, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala secured the Anbiya and Deen and gave victory for them. Muharram is not only for the Yahud and Nasara, it's for us, for any Muslim. Muharram is the barakah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that we can make dua to Allah, oh Allah, grant us victory and bring justice. Muharram is a hope for the Ummah that there is victory of Allah coming, even if it's getting longer. But it will come. That is a system of Allah. نَحْنُ نُنْجِي رُسُلُنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We will rescue and help our messenger and those who believe in the messenger. كَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In Surah Yunus. That indeed it's obligation upon Allah to save and rescue the believer as He gave us. Brother and sister in Islam, what should we do now? If we heard all of that, and we remember the victory of Allah, and the nasr of Allah, and the help of Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Indeed your Lord is watching, and He's there to decide the end of the dictators. In the day which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive Adam alayhi salam. The day, the 10th of Muharram, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it easy for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry Umm al-Mu'mineen Safiyya bint Huyayn. Battle of Khaybar. The day of Muharram, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has chosen the father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq to die on this month. Month of Muharram, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry Hazrat Maria Qibtiyya, the mother of his son Ibrahim alayhi salam. Muharram was the season of da'wah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent letters to all the leaders and the kings, Caesar of Rome, and Kisra, and Qaisar, and so many kings, to invite them to Deen al-Islam. Muharram is the month which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala rescued Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from that besiege or that boycott. That boycott when the Quraysh boycotted Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 3 years, and Allah sent that insect to eat that agreement and release Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we always say, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Only Allah knows the soldiers which can help Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to spread His deen. Muharram, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has left Nabi Idris alayhi salam to the seven heaven. Muharram, it was the day which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala secure and rescue Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam from the well. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam from the well. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave Ummah Maryam alayhi salam and Nabi Musa was born on that. Ummatul Islam, Muharram is a day when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala took Nabi Ibrahim as his close friend. And Allah gave Nabi Yaqub his eyesight. Allah rescue and give shifa to Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah resurrected Nabi Isa alayhi salam, changing the Qibla from Masjid al-Aqsa to Masjid al-Haram. Muharram was that ending of Abraha, those who want to break the Kaaba. Brother and sister in Islam, I think now after all of what we have said now, you must understand that this month is very special month. And we know that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did say, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسِكُمْ. So do not oppress yourself in this Shahrul Haram. You know the sacred month. Sacred months is Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram, and then the Rajab. So don't try to do anything on this Mubarak month because you're going to have a complicated sin. But we remember in the month of Muharram that we have to make dua to Allah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala fill the qabr of Sayyiduna Umar al-Faruq, Sahib Rasulillah, Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an, for that powerful Umariyat. Umariyat, the act of Umar, the a'mal of Umar. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant the Ummah another Umar in this time. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, after Hajj, he want to set up a calendar, Islamic date. So he called the Sahaba in his Khilafat. And he said, we want to make our own calendar. So some Muslims said, we'll start that calendar after Miladun Nabi. You say Milad after birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another one said, no, we do that after Ramadan. Another one said, no, we do that after Sha'ban. So they were making Mashura, and then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he talked about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he gave him his value. لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there were any Nabi after me, you could have been this Umar. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab choose the Hijrah, not Miladun Nabi. Because Miladun Nabi, a birth of the child. But Hijrah was transformation, an incident which changed the face of the history. Hijrah was for Allah. He doesn't want to start the calendar after Jesus or before Jesus, or after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and before Muhammad. He wanted the Hijrah because this Hijrah changed the history of humanity. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asked Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to move from Mecca to Medina, it means Deenul Islam spread in each and every corner of the world. Because of Hijrah, me and you, brother and sister in Islam, Muslimin, we're proud that we are Muslimin. So, Umar ibn al-Khattab said, I want to start the calendar in a Hijri, we call it Hijri. They asked him which month first. He said, Muharram, after Hajj, after that international conference, where the Ummah gathered together, discussing the matter of the Ummah, solving the problem of the Ummah and Hajj. So, we have to go back to our homes and country with a new covenant with Allah, and then we start our ibadah fresh from the first month in the Hijri year. It's called Muharram. So, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab choose the Hijra as the calendar name, and then choose Muharram after Hajj so that we can start fresh and easy. And from the beginning, after the ibadah, everyone go home, كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْ as the newborn. brother and sister in Islam, you know that these months had a name before. Muharram, Safar. But they gave the name here according to the incident in the month. So Muharram, it was a sacred month from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Haram to fight and to start war in that Muharram. And then Safar, it goes to the meaning of that the Arabs used to say Safar. It means that the Kufar used to attack the tribes and take everything till become zero. They call it zero. They clean all the houses from all that stuff on it. Rabi'ul Awwal, it's called the first spring. Rabi'ul Akhar, they call it the second spring. And Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam born in Rabi'ul Awwal, because now it was spring for the tree. Now we got the spring of Iman. When Nabi born on this, really there is a spring of spirit, and a spiritual spring come to this dunya. Jumadul Ula, it was the ice month, the first icy month. Jumadul Akhar, the second icy month. Rajab, the meaning of Rajab is that month where the Arabs make Tarjibul Ashjar, cultivating and trimming the trees. Like now when we go to our garden and try to reshape the tree. Sha'ban, the branch grow up again. It's called branches. Ramadan, because of the thirst, the dry throat. Shawwal, it's a month where the camel are mating, and it's the season of the camel to fall pregnant. Dhul Qi'dah, the Arabs stop and set back without fight. Dhul Hijjah is the month of Hajj. So that names was before Islam. Only Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab adjusted and he put it in order, because Arabs used to make Nasir. They used to move this name of month and they choose it and put one before one. So innama an-nasi'u ziyadatan fil kufr. Never ever play with the sacred month and you make Shahr al-Haram on this time and that time. Zaman and Zameen, Makan and Makin, like Friday is called Zaman and Zameen. You can't just read Salatul Jum'ah on Thursday or on Monday. We need the Salah in a specific time. Hajj, in Dhul Hijjah, you can't make it on Ramadan. So we need the Zaman which Allah decided. So brother and sister in Islam, we know now the effort of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him reward for his intelligence, the way he dealt with Deenullah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has chosen a place to make it holy. And Allah knows the best. Mecca, Masajid, Masjid al-Aqsa, like that. And we know that Allah has chosen some zaman, time. On Friday, Salatul Fajr, Ramadan, like that. And then Allah has chosen the best, the very holy person, Anbiya, Sahaba, Awliya of Allah, Siddiqeen, like this. And Allah also has a chosen, selected a certain a'mal, 2 rak'at late at night, better than the dunya and what it has. Hajj, Arafat, you know all that. Allah has chosen also some words to say it, the dua one. You read it, you gain the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaf'alu ma yasha wa yakhtar. So amongst the choice of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he gave us this 10th of Muharram. When we say 10th of Muharram, we are not copying Yahud and Nasara, because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that khaliful Yahud wa Nasara, khaliful Yahud wa Nasara, don't copy the Yahud and Nasara. You make your own identity. So how you make mukhalafa? While Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah rescued him in that day. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam said, you can fast 9th or 10th or 11th. And he said, if Allah give me life till next year, I will fast the 11th. So the ulama, they discussed that issue. See, why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam want us to fast 9th or 10th or 11th. The ulama said that this month of Muharram, very, very ajib month. citing the moon of Muharram, and to make tahari, tahari means to find out about this 10th of Muharram is very difficult. So you got this like Yawm al-Shak, you know, the day which the people are not sure about it. Because very hard to sight the moon on this month. So Nabi Muhammad ﷺ gave the Ummah the way to fast that 9th, maybe it was mistakenly 10th. You fast the 10th, maybe it's 10th. You fast the 11th, maybe it was mistakenly 10th. So you definitely, you will have the 10th. If you fast the 9th, if it's not the, if it's 10, it's 10. If you fast the 10th, if it's 10, it's 10th. If in 11, it could be a 10th. Or you get the barakah of 3 times. Brother and sister Islam, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam high status in Jannah for that ni'matul Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward him for directing me and you to have our own identity even when we copying Yahud and Nasara. He said, Man tashabbaha biqawmin sara minhum. If you imitate and copy some nation, you will be one of them. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he gave us also some thought of ibadah. We celebrate another Nabi's victory. It means we have no problem with the other Anbiya. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. We have no any differ between any Nabi. We have no problem with Musa alayhi salam because he's our Nabi. Isa alayhi salam is our Nabi. Our children are the name of Anbiya. So we are not against any Nabi. It is Islamic day because we are believing in each and every Nabi. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got some joyness, happiness, and he makes shukr to Allah, and he fast that day as a shukr to Allah, because Allah saved Nabi Musa alaihi salam. And Nabi Musa was fasting because Allah saved Nabi Nuh alaihi salam. Nabi Nuh alaihi salam was fasting because Allah saved Nabi Ibrahim alaihi salam and all the Anbiya, and Adam alaihi salam Allah accepted. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we are the ummah deserve to celebrate any Nabi for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the interesting thing on this month of Muharram, I have to remind you about the Hijrah. Because when we talk about Hijrah, you must remember that it's the greatest amal insan make it, and each and every Nabi was making Hijrah. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that la hijrata ba'da al-fath. You can't make hijrah after the conquest of Mecca. But we have another type of hijrah. You can make it. Hijrah is to migrate for the pleasure of Allah. And then we have many type of hijrah. You got hijrah to imaniyya. Hijrah is to separate people or place who separate some behavior and attitude and to go to another attitude and behavior. Could be in a place, could be with the heart, could be in a time. You will find that. That's why we said, you got hijrah to iman. You feel that your iman will increase in some places, make hijrah. You will make ibadah better in this place, make hijrah. Allah will count you as a muhajirin. Nabi Ibrahim a.s. done it. It was hijrah for security. Lut a.s. made hijrah. He departed from the haram. Nabi Muhammad s.a.w. made hijrah to spread the deen. So, one man came to Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Rasulullah, tell me what is the best way I can do it to gain the pleasure of Allah. Qala al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayka bil hijrah. So, migrate. Muslim, it's a barakah. It's like the honey bee. You go and you spread the atar to each and every place and person you meet. Ask the people in India, how they get Islam. One man, business people, one muhajir, one mujahid, was there. Ask the people of Africa, how you people get Islam. one business person was in the market, behaved good, and was very, very, very keen to be a good example of Islam, and people saw him, and they get very excited to copy him and accepted Islam. Muslim is like athar. Wherever he go, leave the fragrance and mark on the people. Brother, sister, Islam, I want to tell you something. That hijrah, migration for the sake of Allah, is the greatest ibadah. I got another type of hijrah. It's called hijrah of sin. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Al-muhajiru man hajara dhunubahu. The proper migrant, the one who migrated from his own sin. Why do you call it hijrah? Because you grow up and you live for so long with a bad habit. Committing a sin for so long, you become addicted to it. To pull out from that, need an effort, need a jihad, need the strife, because you feel that you're going to lose the pleasure. So Allah count it as a hijrah, you will get the ajr of hijrah. Many people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save all of us from any bad attitude. They were in the drugs, they were smoking, they had a bad habit, and come and see how much power they have so that they can get rid of that habit. New Muslim, Allah al-Azim, I see the new Muslim in this country, it's ajib. Ladies was not covered, used to go to the churches, lived for so many years, and then suddenly decided to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, enough is enough. I'm a copy of Khadija radiallahu anha. I want to please Allah. The entire family drinking, dancing, listening to the music, doing that funny thing, and this lady become like a green tree in a dry jungle. And she's happy, never regret. You find the lady wearing barda, that person keep the sunnah, and the whole family out of the sunnah, and this boy wish the entire family to copy him, and he's proud of himself in spite of all the challenge and teasing and mocking him, but he's still stick with the sunnah, is a muhajir. This person is a muhajir. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ask us to make hijrah for da'wah. One person decided, like our jama'at closed his business and decided to go to Serbia or Russia, I don't know, they go everywhere. I got one sheikh, he was acting like this is the only da'i. He wrote a book about it. He said he doesn't believe in tabligh. And then that man, he said, I want to go to, I don't know, Latin America or some far country. It's not well-known country. And his shaitan said to him, he wrote in the book, I'm the only one came to this place to spread La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then while he was walking the street, he found jama'at from India. That long beard and wearing kurta walking on that funny city. He stopped and said, who are you? He said, we are Jama'at Tabligh from India. And that man, he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, amantu billah, inna deena indallah al-Islam. And he started to make that funny dua. And he said, Al-khayru fi Allahu Akbar and the ummah, the khayr, kuntum khayr ummah. And he said, wallahi, from that time, I will never stand against anyone carrying the flag of Islam. Tablighi, whatever. Because I thought I'm the first one on this dunya came to this place. So, hijrah for da'wah. You know how many students went for Europe? And then he wants to study medicine and he find himself a da'i. Muslim, read salah, one girl wearing a scarf, become a representative of Islam, and the whole college come and ask a Q&A about Islam, and that girl told me, I feel shy because my knowledge was not enough, and I had to run to study and read more, just to answer my friend in the college, in the study room. And then she said, my iman increased because of that challenge which Allah put me. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us hijrah qabla al-maut for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. We'll continue after the break.
Dua when leaving masjid.
Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik.
O Allah, verily, I seek from you your bounty.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On the authority of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people were to be given just by claiming, then men could claim the fortunes and lives of others. But the claimant must have proof, and the one who denies must take an oath. Related by Al-Bayhaqi.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry, the place where you pay less and always get more. Kona Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Sedges, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look at our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedges, your original family store, where personal service is guaranteed.
Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath her serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservations, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to our program, and once again we say shukran for your comment. And our program is a live program. For any comment, or if you want to correct me or you want to put some feedback, you can SMS or WhatsApp me now on 072-144-0717. So 072-144-0717. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by this Mubarak month, may Allah make it easy for those who are in difficulties. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for our children in the school, all our matric boys and university boys and girls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah use them to serve Deen al-Islam, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the knowledge of the ummah. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to practice what we are saying, inshallah. Before the break, brother and sister in Islam, we were talking about many type of hijrah we can do it nowadays. And I was talking about that hijrah to zunub, hijrah for da'wah, hijrah for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we see the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they are buried now. They buried in different part of the world because they will believe on the hijrah, the strongest nation, those who move with his deen to spread it to in each and every place. I said there is a hijrah and we got hijrat knowledge, hijratul ilm. Our students go overseas, moving from one province to another province. They're going to many madaris in India, on Medina, on every part of the world to seek the knowledge. And we see the history of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, Imam Shafi, how many countries and how many places and how many madaris he moved from one place to place. Allah writes it as a hijrah for knowledge. And they get that variety of ilm and they come back to their community, spreading the Islam al-Sahih, the deen of Allah. We have hijrah, it's called hijrah to ta'a. Obedience hijrah. What is hijrah to ta'a? Husband moved to another country and the wife follow him. That 1 year, Allah reward that lady because she's obeying the husband. Hijrah to ta'a, when the soldiers move to serve on some places. Hijrah to ta'a, when that company move and the person he's listening and obeying his company for rizq halal. Hijratu ta'a, when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his own daughter and Uthman radiallahu an to Abyssinia. What to do in Abyssinia? There's no Makkah there or Kaaba there. But they say sami'na wa ta'na. Hijra, when the girl married and accompany her husband in his new house, we count it as a hijrah. Because this lady sacrificed to live halal with a halal husband. So they call it hijrah to ta'a. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said that وَمَنْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا. Whosoever moved out from his home for the hijrah, ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ, then the death will face him on the road. فَقَدْ وَاقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. His reward is obligated upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It means guarantee from Allah Jannah for that person. Ummatul Islam, brother and sister in Islam, try to use one hijrah. You got so many ways to have hijrah. As I said, hijrah from haram. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ. المهاجر من هاجر ما نهى الله عنه. So the real muhajir, the one who migrated from what Allah forbid to do. Ummat al-Islam, we have another haram hijrah. Don't do it. Don't do that hijrah. Hijrah for haram. You move from one country to commit haram on another country. Like haram holidays, or there's people who say, I go for fun and pleasure. Watch out from that hijrah. You got hijrah between the husband and wife. They migrated from each other, physically or spiritually. You got many men and women living with each other, but they are too far from each other. They don't deal with each other according to the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haram, not allowed. Hijrah, when the women run away from the bed to punish the husband, that it's called hijrah, which we don't want it. We have hijrah, because people, they got kibr. What is kibr? I don't want to mix with people. These people is not my style. He leave his location, he go to another place because he feel that he's better than these people. Ummatul Islam, we got another hijrah, it's called hijrah because of bukhul. That person is very stingy. Don't want to mix with the ummah because you're going to ask him zakat and sadaqat. Don't do that. Hijrah, running away from responsibility. Don't want to meet people because you're going to fight with him. Hijrah, because he doesn't want to carry any type of responsibility. He leave the wife, leave the children, and run away. Hijrah, they call it false taqwa,
false taqwa. It means he doesn't want to attend wedding function, don't want to go for janazah, don't want to meet people, say dunya is bad. So which dunya are you running to? You have to come, mix with the people, fear Allah, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Brother and sister in Islam, let us make the hijrah which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ask us to do. Ummatul Islam, yes, we have bad people around us. Yes, we have insecure places. But we have to face the challenge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we gain ajr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of Shahr Muharram. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us so that we can gain the any spiritual moment in our year. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, before we end our program, I got one WhatsApp from our respected listeners. Assalamu alaikum. I have two requests from you. I'm making dua for another job urgently. And then I'm in niqab, never married, want to get married to a decent, inshallah, person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know, I want to tell our respected listeners, marriage is the greatest ibadah. But I want to tell you something, our respected sister. Don't take off the niqab. Don't take off the hijab because to let the man see you and married. You can't get medication from haram. You can't solve your dunya problem with akhirah problem. Make this dua, sister in Islam. Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. So this dua, many people try it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a salih partner according to Deenul Islam. They say single life better than disgraceful marriage. Allah knows best. You never know that husband will take you to the road of Jannah or Jahannam. Make dua and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant you rizq halal tayyib. May Allah make it easy for our Muslim sister and brothers, those who surviving through the rizq of someone else. Ya Allah, grant Ummatul Islam rizq halal hasan, easy and decent. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, fill the life of our Muslimin with appreciation, contentment. Ya Allah, do not let any Muslim man or woman die single. Ya Allah, grant them a salih husband or wife to increase your iman. And make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka zawjan yu'inuni ala deeni wa dunyaya. O Allah, grant us a spouse to assist us to live in this dunya or to survive in this dunya and also support us to fulfill the haqq of deen. Brother and sister in Islam, before we end our program, don't forget the 9th and 10th and 11th of Muharram to fast. It's not Eid. Don't apply any bid'ah. Don't apply funny thing. You can't please Allah with something Allah displeased with. Fast. Make shukr to Allah for the entire ni'mah. Not only on Allah's rescue and save Nabi Musa a.s. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. We are Muslimin. Take the month of Muharram as a remembrance of sabr. Learn about sabr al-anbiya and remember, wa'alam anna nasra ma'a sabr. Be informed that help will come through the sabr. The support of Allah will come after you make sabr for the pleasure of Allah. Must remember, because of the 10th of Muharram, there is a way to please Allah without copying the kuffar. So you don't need to do exactly like them. We can make little bit change. Also, when we talk about month of Muharram, we must remember, never too late, that the victory of Allah will come. Never too late, it's coming. Read the history of Anbiya. Never too late that Allah forgive you. He is a way. Month of Muharram is a warning. Do not get involved in bid'ah. Never, ever give chance for bid'ah to say Ashura. 10th, 9th, 10th and 11th is the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, has nothing to do with anyone else. Ummat al-Islam, 10th of Muharram, let us sit with our children and tell them what we are saying now. Teach the children the Islamic calendar and teach that incident which happened in the month of Muharram. In the month of Muharram is a message for the oppressed person. You are not alone. You are not alone. Trust me, Allah is Hadir Nadir. Allah is Hayyun Qayyum. Never ever lose hope. Support. Victory is coming. This is a system of Allah. Say it. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir. This ayat proved to me and you that Allah is aware about what is happening in this dunya. When and how and where is the victory? That is not your business. That is the decision of Allah. Muharram is a message to the zalim, the oppressor. You are oppressing people. And you deny the existence of Allah. You deny that Allah is watching you. Zalim, oppressor, read the history and say, where are that oppressor? Where is Fir'aun, Haman, where is Namrud? Where is those people who are dictators, abusing the khalq of Allah? Anyone misuse the power, misuse the authority, even if you abuse the animal or the insect, there is power above you. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is fair and watching, and the time has come, the right time, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala snatch the zalim and take him to the task of dunya and akhirah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for us to follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make it easy for us so that we can celebrate Muharram with no bid'ah. Only fasting, 9th, 10th, 11th. No putting surmah, no making a meal and function. Brother and sister in Islam, the masnoon thing to fast and ask Allah and you make shukr to Allah that He gave us Deenul Islam and save Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and make dua that Allah rescue our brothers and children and our wives and daughters in Palestine. May Allah save them. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for each and every Muslim to receive his haqq in this dunya and to receive his rizq halal tayyib. Ya Allah, Muslim is the only one on earth. Make oneness of you. Muslim is the only one on earth practicing La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Oh Allah, don't delay the victory. Bring your support now, because You will save many Muslims from a fitna of this dunya. Oh Allah, don't let the Muslim wait long. And Ya Allah, don't let us doubt about the day of victory. Bring it soon, not later. Ameen, thumma ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brother and sister in Islam, unfortunately my time is up. Inshallah, I will see you next week. On your behalf, I'd like to thank Uncle Mohsen and Hafiz Bilal for his serving me today. Shukran jazeelan. See you inshallah next week.